Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G, and I am so excited and honored to be here in this space with you. So I just want to say happy Monday. And I am going to be taking callers, of course, absolutely, positively. I am going to be taking your calls. If you have a question, please have your question ready. If you want to make a connection to the other side, please let me know who you would like to connect with on the other side. As usual, I'm going to try to get through as many callers as possible this morning or afternoon, depending on where you're located. I will try to get through to as many as possible without compromising the readings, if you will. So when I say your area code, please let me know who you are, where you're calling from, and what your question is or who you would like to connect with on the other side. And you know what? This is amazing. I'm already seeing people step in from the other side to say hello to people. So here we go. I am going to go to 201. Hello, 201. How are you today?
Hi, this is Rose calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. My question pertains to work. I've been actively seeking work, and I'm wondering if you see me working in the near future.
The first thing I hear is a month. What area are you looking in? What type of work are you looking for, Rose?
I do office work.
Okay. So the first thing I'm hearing is a month, and I feel like this is going to be a smaller place rather than a larger company. And I feel like it's going to be very chaotic when you first get there, like things have not been organized for a while, but you're going to go in and kind of take charge and clean it up, if you will. So I do feel like this is a perfect fit, although in the beginning you're going to be saying, what the heck did I get myself into? You really are, it is the perfect place for you because you're going to be quite a relief for them, and you're going to be able to help organize and get everything in order for them. I hope that makes sense to you.
Okay. No, I usually work in very large corporations, so this is totally different from what I've used to.
Yeah, it might not be as large of a corporation. I feel like it's going to be a smaller business, or not a small, like one-man office, but I feel like it's a smaller business. Like if I were going to give you an example, but not an exact, I would say like an accountant's office. I'm hearing taxes, things like that, like an accountant's office or something on that line. But they really need somebody to come in and take charge and get things organized, if you will. So for anybody else listening also, I'm going to check if there's something stopping or blocking Rose from getting work, if something stopping or blocking Rose from this job, bringing in money. Oh, you have a problem bringing in money. So for Rose and everybody listening, right now I'm going to clear bringing in money. So if you can face north, standing or sitting, standing is best. I'm just going to start, and if you can't, that's okay. And if this is everybody would like to bring in money or bring in more money. So let's, okay, we're going to clear that now. And Rose, the first place I feel like it had, like when you get punched, you know, in the chest, not that any of us have been punched in the chest, but I just feel like that big push in the chest and like this big, feeling. So, and going out the top of the head. So you should feel a release. You've had money issues. Maybe the statement, it goes out faster than it comes in, is prevalent for you. But for everybody listening and feels this is an issue, this is going to start clearing now. And really, this is something that really takes my breath away. Like, even as I'm trying to talk, I have to take these deep breaths for you and help release it, because it really is something that they're saying resonates with you, Rose. Do you feel this is accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so, and if you feel anything in any part of your body, if you feel like, even like sometimes people will get a little like tight or, you know, that like taking that heavy breath feeling, or feel a little, it's not dizzy, but like some feeling with their head, whatever it is, just let me know. It's perfectly normal. I'm hearing by tomorrow morning, this will be cleared for you and you'll be right on your way. And they're using the term straight away. You'll be going straight away. So, so that is a very, very, very good thing. And then right after that, you'll hear the news of employment or possibilities of employment. You're going to, oh, now that we're clearing this, look at the difference in the information. You're going to hear about three positions immediately. You're going to interview with four different places, but one is going to be the best. It's going to be actually, you're not going to believe it's going to be the one that is, it's not a large corporation. It's a smaller setup, but you're going to feel right at home. They're going to give you a lot of leeway, and you're really going to enjoy being there. The people there are very, very, very nice. And I feel like within a month, you should be gainfully employed or hear about or know the place you're going to be employed at, okay? But you do have to put your feelers out there. You have to look at places that you would not normally look at. And for example, you can keep sending your resume and application to these bigger corporations, and that's just fine. But be open to other possibilities also, like a small office. It's not a one-man office by any means, okay? I feel like it is not a one-man office. But I do feel like you're going to do very well there. And some of the things that you're in the bigger corporations will be at this place. It's more of a, I don't want to say a family feel, but it doesn't have that corporate vibe to it, okay?
Okay, wow, three interviews coming up soon. Thank you.
Yes, and you're gonna be surprised at the one that you pick, because you're going to think, oh, this is a very prestigious company. And you're just, you know, I think, at this point in your life, you're kind of done with that. You want something someplace that's really going to need you, and you're not just so replaceable by the next person that comes through. And this smaller company is really going to value you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
You are welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
And you too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. So everybody, when I'm clearing whomever's on the phone, you can receive that clearing too, and you can re-listen to the show as many times as you'd like, and my past shows too. I clear everything from love to relationships, from finances, getting that right career, and you can listen to that part over and over again. Well, number one, that puts my ratings up, so I really like that. But in all honesty, oh gosh, I think I'm quite funny. But in all honesty, every time you listen to it, it's going to clear more away from you. And then when you get to that point where you're completely clear, and sometimes some people only need once, you just need once to listen to it and be cleared once, and boom, boom, you're on your way. Now we're going to go to the next caller, area code 229. Here we go. Hello, 229.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, Melvin, I believe this is your grandmother that just stepped in. It's either your mother or your grandmother, because she stepped in when I very first started taking callers. Oh, and she is like right in front of me in my face right now. So, Melvin, did you have a question you want to ask? Because I think she might have a message for you. But first, I want to go to your question. What's your question, love?
Oh, Lord, I would love to talk to you, but I have so much going. I just want to know, I apply for my disability, and it's been approved and then it have not been approved. And because I had to file for I'm going to have to file for a appeal, because the amount that they're talking about giving me is not satisfactory. They didn't go back farther and give me back pay. Do you see any change in that, in my, the amount of what up, the big lump sum, and also what I'll be getting each month?
Okay, so let me, give me a second, because
okay.
The word I'm hearing with this is quite a quagmire. This is quite a quagmire. And when
what
they
that
say
means?
That, that means it's really effed up. It's very effed up. There's a lot of chaos involved with this. Of course, disability is going to try to pay the minimum. They always do. And disability, people think when you get on disability, you know, you just, it's consistent. They change the amount every month. They tell you, you know, there is a lot with disability that is not easy. So just be prepared that you have to be in the office when you have to be in the office. I'm going to tell you the amounts are pretty much, are they going to go back and give them more back pay? They will give you more back pay, not as much as you want. It's a negotiation. You have to just negotiate and decide when you, you know, what you feel is as good as you're going to get. Are they going to? Yeah, and they will give you more monthly. Do you have an attorney or an advocate that is helping you or fighting with you?
Yes,
good.
Ma'am, I have
Let
an attorney.
Let this person do – very good. Because I'm getting that there's someone helping you, someone helping you, someone helping you. I just – it was – so what I'm going to do here, I'm going to help make this road a little bit smoother, and there's something stopping or blocking him from receiving more disability. I get a yes. So we're going to start clearing that now. And again, this, you know, whenever it comes money, it always comes from that space between the heart and the throat for me. And that's us, like, feeling like we're worthy of it, feeling like we love ourselves enough to let ourselves receive. We always feel like, you know, as humans, we always feel like we are supposed to be punished here. It's what early on. Oh, and again, taking my breath away. So anybody listening, if you're feeling this also, it's just very normal for this clearing. I'm going to tell you, your grandmother wants you to say to you, and as you notice, the accent comes in. I don't normally talk with this accent. I'm going to tell you, you must have very much patience with this. Do not compromise. Have patience. And be willing to fight the long fight and the good fight. Don't be unrealistic, but do be diligent and provide everything that is necessary. Don't think everything will just be like hunky dory. Okay, you have to be proactive in this. Okay.
Okay.
And then the quote I'm getting, and I'm pretty positive this is from your grandma, the quote I'm getting is, you got to get yours. You got to get yours. And I'm sure she would have sounded much different saying it than I
How long will it take? How long? Because it has already been 8 months. And
I'm
this
hearing
will be month.
Mm-hmm.
When it'll be final.
Okay.
How long will I have?
Now, this is what I'm going to say. I'm hearing about a month you're going to hear some really good news, and from there you just have to breathe and bide your time, okay? Once things are approved, it takes a minute for them to get everything going and on the ball, but your attorney will handle that for you. But I'm hearing within a month or right about a month, which puts us at the beginning of November. Oh, thank you, Grandma. Which puts us at the beginning of the November, you're going to hear some good news. And your grandma's making the statement, Merry Christmas. So if everything goes the way it should, everything could be good by then. Now, we cleared a lot of weight here for you, so that should speed up the process and help some of that red tape get pulled away, if you will. So please do give me a call back and let me know follow-up, and I'll be happy to.
I'm sorry. Yes, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there any way I could ask another question about my daughter? She's being diagnosed with cancer.
I would love for you to ask another question, but I have a switchboard full of people just waiting to ask their first question. So can you do me a favor? Can you call back in next week? I'm here every Monday at noon, and I try to be fair to all of those because some of these people have been on hold for over 30 minutes already. And I just like to give everybody. But thank you so much, and I will hopefully hear from you next week and have an amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 561. Hello, 561.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I want to know, like the first caller, what you see coming up for a job. You know, if it's a stepping stone, permanent.
I thought you were asking if I could tell you what job the first caller was going to get. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, sometimes the energy, and I don't connect as quickly as I can. I'm sorry. What's your name, love?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. The first message that I get for you is you've been you're very serious all the time. It's time to relax. It's time to let go. It's time to have a little fun in your life. The second message I get for you, there is a job coming in. It's a more permanent position if you choose for it to be. It might start off like it's not permanent, but they give you the option to be permanent. So if you choose for it to be permanent, you can have that choice, okay? I'm going to tell you, you're going to hear about this within, they're saying 2 weeks. Hear about it within 2 weeks. But what I'm going to say to you is I always give a little extra time, so within a month, but they're saying 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, you hear about this from somebody else. So if you're working with a company that places people, you might hear it from like a talent acquisition person or a headhunter, as they call them.
Is it a man or a woman I'm going to hear from? Because I'm registered with a few of them.
Well, then it doesn't really matter which one you hear from, does it?
I know, but for the summer I know for the summer I haven't heard from anybody, so that's what I'm saying. When you're registered with a bunch of them, you ask them, you got anything available, and you don't hear, you know, it's like, do I go to a new one?
Okay,
it's just
listen.
The same thing.
Listen.
Yeah. Beep.
Listen, sorry about that. I don't mean to sound, you know, there are a lot of people waiting, and I'm just going to tell you, it could be a man. I'm not going to give you his name. Let's not split hairs and try to get every single detail we can here. Let's just be happy that within 2 weeks you should hear of something. You also need to be proactive and be putting it out there on your own. I feel like whomever tells you about this, it's unexpected. It's not a person that you think is going to be telling you. So it might be somebody is not even from a headhunter agency, but somebody that knows of something that's open. So be very open and in place with it. And I feel like this is going to come in within 2 weeks. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Please call me back and give me updates, okay?
That's a relief. Thank you. That's a relief. Put it that way. That's a big relief because, you know, in the summer when you're looking, I go on Indeed.
Yeah.
I go on all of it.
Okay, thank you so much. I have to get to the next caller, but thank you for so much for calling in. I'm going to go directly. And, folks, I'm not being rude. I'm really not. I don't mean to cut anybody off. I love everybody. But sometimes when somebody's been on hold for over 30 minutes, I feel responsible to get to them. So once I've answered the question, if it's a private call, I'll listen to everything. I'm happy to do that. But during the show, it's a question or a connection, and then I feel like I need to get to as many people as possible. So I love all of you. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I do want to be able to help as many people as possible today. So, 917, hello, how are you?
Sure.
Hello?
Okay, can you hold on 1 second?
917.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you today?
I just had a quick question to see if, in regards to a new job or opportunity Thursday, if you saw anything, messages from above, just coming through.
Okay, so everybody's very concerned about work right now, which is okay. Have you been thinking about making a career change altogether?
Yes, I don't know what that is, so it's been a little hamster wheel of not knowing, complaining, and trying to figure it out, but I just been trying to tap into my spirituality and see if I can get some guidance as well.
Okay. So the first thing I heard is career change. I feel like you are going to have work, but you are also going to be doing something on the side, and I hear there's healing coming in. You're going to be getting healing, and you're going to be possibly doing some sort of healing modality. Whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I feel like there's a lot of hand motions with this. Okay. Give me a second here. Quantum something. Google quantum healing and see what comes up and see what fits. I feel like you're going to be learning this modality and doing this modality. And you're going to be quite successful with it. You're going to be very happy and amazed and playing in the energy and really enjoying this. But you will have work also for a while. But I feel like this is going to really take off for you once you start doing it. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Does that make sense to you? Does it feel right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure a bunch of things out spiritually, so it does feel right, so to say.
I'm going to tell you, whatever this healing modality is, whatever you start doing, exceptionally well with it. The first 2 to 3 months, there's a learning curve, and you're kind of figuring it out, but once you have it down, I think that's where you're learning in that first 2 to 3 months, but then once you have it down, you just take off, and you even enhance it a bit, okay? So,
yep.
I feel like I want you to research that and then send me an email or a message letting me know what you find. I feel like this is going to feel like second nature to you. I'm going to tell you also, in many lives previous to this, you've done a lot of healing work. You've done a tremendous amount of healing work. You've been a, they're calling it a stage, I don't know. But we'll see what you find and how it feels for you, okay?
You got it. Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. Thank you. Okay, we are going to go directly to the next caller and 310. Hello, how are you today?
Hooray, I'm doing very well. My name is Mindy, calling from Los Angeles, and I was so excited because I had to take another call and I had to put on hold and I thought, oh, I'm out of the queue. Here I am.
Oh, no, I'm so excited too. So what's your question, love? How can I help you?
Okay. Mine has to do with a business proposal that is on someone's desk. And it's life-changing. I'm in gratitude. I have wonderful people working with me. I love my brand, and I'm very grateful to have this opportunity. And just need the opportunity to manifest now, or whatever spirit needs to bring to me, I'm ready to hear.
Okay, so for this business proposal, are you wondering if they're going to accept it? What do you want to
yes.
know about this business? Okay, they are. I hear they are, and what I'm hearing is yes, this is going to, they are going to accept it. It's going to go through beautifully. You're going to have a lot of, for what I'm seeing, it's like you've planted all of these seeds and now all the flowers are coming up, okay?
Aww.
So please know, all of this is falling into place at the right time. Timing is everything. I feel like they
yes.
might want to change one thing on this proposal. Remember, everything is a negotiation. Don't give up
mm-hmm.
the farm just to get, I don't know what that means and why they use that analogy.
Wow.
Oh, that is so funny. They cracked me up. Oh, my goodness. So what I'm going to tell you is they're saying don't let them hold you hostage,
mm-hmm.
like, over one little thing. Everything is a negotiation, but I feel like everything should go very smoothly. It's going to move forward beautifully. Okay, love?
And is that in the very near future, or is it to the end next year?
I feel like you're going to hear this will be all said and done
uh-huh.
in this current year. I feel
fabulous.
Like there is a, if they push this through this year, there's a benefit to them for getting it done this year as well as you.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's.
That's for the
okay,
taxes.
Good.
Yep.
And that's what I was getting to. It's like they'll get a big tax, know that. And they definitely are going to want to push this through before the end of the year if they can. So negotiations have to be swift and exact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetie?
Correct. Thank you so very much. Thank you for your service. And I used to listen to you on that other radio show. I think it was Achieve Radio.
Oh,
is that
it
right?
Was
Achieve
probably,
Radio? No. Ask One, the guys in Washington, D.C.
Ask One Radio. Yes, I love Connie and David. I love them so much.
It was a couple of years ago.
Yes. I've been doing this for quite some time. Okay, hold on,
yeah.
please.
Okay.
I have 30 seconds left, so I want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening to the show today. Please re-listen to get more clearing. And to be in that, if you couldn't do the clearings because you're at work or on your lunch break or driving, go home, listen to the show, and do the clearings. Listen to some of the past shows. You'll get the clearings. I want to thank everybody. I'll be Monday at noon. Have an amazing rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week. Thank you so much, everybody, and bye-bye.